Hello everyone, I'm Chase Crispin, and I am here today to provide an audio introduction to the brand new Braille Plus 18 second generation new note taker from the American Printing House for the Blind. Now, if you aren't familiar with this device, which you might be because it's been talked about quite a bit, this device is a cooperation between Levelstar LLC and the American Printing House for the Blind. This is a Braille note taker that is a very small size. It includes a Perkins-style Braille keyboard and an 18-cell Braille display for Braille output. What makes this device unique is that it runs Android, the mainstream operating system that runs on many of today's popular smartphones and tablets. Many people are already familiar with Android. Running Android on an accessible device such as this has many advantages. First, it is open source, so the firmware can be easily modified. Second, Google includes some accessibility already in the operating system. And third, and the one that most people are going to like, is the option to install many thousands of third-party applications that have been written for mainstream Android phones. Now keep in mind that not all of these applications are accessible, but just think of some of the things that you or your family and friends run on their phones and tablets, and you'll know some of the things that are possible with the Braille Plus 18. Up to this point, there really hasn't been any note taker that can run this many apps, and being able to have this access to all of these third-party applications is really a good thing. The Braille Plus 18 also includes a few unique features, including built-in GPS, a built-in cell phone which supports GSM SIM cards at this time that work with AT&T, T-Mobile, and other carriers. In the future, it will support CDMA carriers such as Verizon, because this device does have CDMA technology built in. The Braille Plus 18 contains all of your standard applications that you would expect to find on an Android smartphone and a Braille note taker combined, and these include a phone application, a text messaging application, an email application, a web browser, a music player, a book reader, a GPS package, a word processor, an OCR application, a file manager, and a voice recorder. And there will be more applications, such as maybe a calculator, coming in the future. The Braille Plus comes in its box with several accessories. You will find the Braille Plus 18 itself, a USB cable for connecting to your computer, and this also serves as the cord running from the Braille Plus to the AC adapter. It comes with an AC adapter that plugs into the wall. This is a very small adapter. It's not a very big brick that plugs into the wall. It includes some print information, earbuds, a tactile and Braille key map that allows you to identify all the buttons built into the device, an external Bluetooth GPS receiver which you can use instead of the internal GPS to get a better signal, a battery for the GPS receiver, another USB cable that allows you to connect your GPS receiver to the AC adapter that comes with the Braille Plus, some documentation for the GPS receiver, including a software CD if you would want to look at it on your computer. Before we get into an actual demo and description of this exciting new device, let's talk for just a moment about technical specifications. It contains two stereo speakers for sound playback, a earphone speaker if you would wish to lift this device to your ear and use it as a cell phone, an internal high-quality microphone, an ARM-type processor, 32 gigabytes of internal solid-state flash storage for storing books, files, and other types of things that you would want to store on your device, 1 gigabyte of memory, 512 megabytes of application RAM, a full-size SD socket that supports up to a 32 gigabyte full-sized SD card, a USB 2.0 port for external storage devices such as external hard drives and thumb drives, as well as external keyboards, a USB 2.0 on-the-go port for charging as well as connecting to a computer, an internal cell phone and cellular data receiver that supports both CDMA and GSM protocols on 3G at the 800, 900, 1800, 1900, and 2100 megahertz cellular bands. It includes an internal GPS receiver, 802.11 BG and N Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 2.1. It also includes a vibration motor, an accelerometer, and a 5 megapixel camera on the back with dual LED lamps and flash, which allows you to use this device for optical character recognition to gain access to an inaccessible printed page. Its dimensions, and these are approximate, are width 6.5 inches, depth 4.2 inches, thickness 1.1 inches, which includes the keys. So it'd be, if you were just measuring the device, not including the keys, it would be even thinner. It weighs approximately 1 pound. Of course, this is without a SIM card or an SD card in there, which makes it weigh just a bit more. And its battery is not user replaceable. For those of you who are familiar with Android, this device is currently, as of the time of this recording in October 2012, running Android 2.3 Gingerbread. However, this is subject to change at any time to a newer Android version. For text-to-speech output, it uses the Ivona 2 human-sounding text-to-speech engines, which include the American English male voice Joey, and the American English female voices Kendra and Sally. Its OCR technology, which was written by Level Star and APH, is based on the ABBY Fine Reader software for its recognition. Its web browser is based on the standard Android browser. However, APH and Level Star have modified it just a bit to become more accessible. Because it is based on the normal and very powerful Android browser, it supports newer technology standards, including HTML5 and plugins, which many other assistive technology devices do not support. This supports many aspects of Web 2.0 and is a browser that can handle most any website. And for its email client, it supports the POP3, IMAP, and Microsoft Exchange protocols. Now that we've discussed the Braille Plus 18's technical specifications, let's get into talking a little bit about what this device actually looks like in terms of its buttons, keys, and other controls. As you probably guessed by the dimensions that I've previously mentioned, it is a rather small device. If I lay it in my hand, it is about as long as my hand. It's just a tiny bit wider. It is not extremely tiny because of the fact that it includes an 18-cell Braille display, but it is not huge by any means. It's very small and portable. The thickness is not bad, and the weight is not more than you would expect. The device contains 4 rubber feet that prevent it from scooting around on a table, which is a very nice feature so that when you're typing, you don't have to worry about the device sliding away from you. The Braille Plus is made of a plastic material. Around all 4 edges is a rubber kind of bumper or protection surface that will protect the Braille Plus just a bit. So whenever you feel any of the sides of the Braille Plus, it is made of rubber. To orient Braille Plus 18 in its proper operating position, you will want to place it so that the 3 buttons, there is a small round button, then the long button, which is the space bar, and then another small round button, are closest to you, and right above those is your 18-cell Braille display. It is pretty easy to figure out how the orientation of this device works. Just remember that the Braille display should be close to you, and that you should easily be able to find the Perkins-style Braille keyboard. Now that you have Braille Plus 18 oriented in its proper operating position, let's feel closest to you. I already mentioned you will feel 3 buttons. The one on the left is a small round or oval button, and this is your shift key. If you are typing in computer Braille, you can hold this down to capitalize a letter. This is .7. Directly to the right of that is a longer button. This is your space bar. And to the right of the space bar is a button shaped similar to the shift key, and this is called the alt key. You use this to type many commands, for example, Alt plus O to open a web page or a document, and Alt plus S to save a document. Android calls this Alt instead of Control, but it has many of the functions that you would expect on pretty much any device from a standard Control key. As I said just a second ago, directly above these 3 keys is your 18-cell 8-dot Braille display. Now this Braille display is a very, very nice Braille display. The dots feel very crisp. As you run your hand along it, the dots do not squish down at all, and it is just very easy to read. Directly above the 18-cell Braille display is your 18 oval-shaped cursor routing buttons. There is one above each cell, and as you would with any Braille display, you press the cursor routing key above the cell that you want to move the cursor to that point, or if you're in a menu or anything like that, pressing one of the cursor routing keys will activate the option currently showing on the Braille display. To the left of the first cursor routing button is an oval switch, and the middle of the switch is indented so it feels quite distinctive. This is your key lock switch. Pushing the switch away from you will lock your keyboard so that if you press any keys, it does not do anything. And if you flip the switch back towards you, you unlock the keys. So if you're going to be carrying the Braille Plus around or listening to something and you don't want to accidentally bump a key, just push this key lock switch away from you and the keys will lock. To the right of the Braille display and cursor routing buttons, there are some LED lights that show charging and power status, as well as the earpiece speaker, which you will use when you lift Braille Plus 18 to your ear to be used as a cell phone. Now, as you've probably guessed, this feels a bit awkward because this is just too big to be used as a conventional phone. It can certainly be done, but Braille Plus 18 is designed mostly to be used as a phone with either the built-in stereo speakers as a speakerphone or with a Bluetooth headset. If you also have a plan that includes just data, this makes a great way to have data on the go without having to worry about using this as a phone. But if you do choose to use Braille Plus 18 as a phone by holding it up to your ear, it certainly works just fine. Above the Braille display and cursor routing buttons are your six Braille keys oriented just like normal. From left to right, we have dots 3, dot 2, dot 1, a small space, dot 4, dot 5, and then dot 6. These keys are slanted just very slightly, and they are extremely easy to press. I have typed on a lot of Braille keyboards and Braille displays and note takers, and I truly, honestly feel that this is the best Braille keyboard that I have ever typed on. I've typed on this quite a bit, and it is just extremely responsive. APH and LevelStar claim that this is the same type of keyboard included in the Apple MacBook Pro laptop if you've typed on that. So these Braille keys were designed very carefully. They sit just so that each key sits under your finger, and when you press, the keys aren't that loud. If I'm typing, you don't really hear anything. You might hear something slight, but it doesn't sound any different than typing on a laptop as opposed to some other devices where you can clearly hear the keyboard. So this keyboard, the keys just press very easy. You don't have to pound on them. They're quiet and they are comfortable. So truly, I feel that this is an excellent, excellent, excellent Braille keyboard. Above the Braille keyboard, you will find all of your operational controls for the device. Furthest left, we have two small oval buttons, and there are two. One is on top of the other. So towards the top of the device, the first key you find on the left is your back key. This functions just like your back key would on your Android smartphone or tablet. This backs you out of whatever you're doing and takes you back to the previous screen. So this will back you out of an application. Say if you are in email and you just want to go back to your home screen, you can tap the back button. That will close email and return to your home screen. If you're typing a document, pressing this will close the word processor and ask you to save changes. So this is just basically your escape key or your Alt-F4 key on your keyboard. Below the back key is another oval-shaped key. It's just a bit lower than the back key, and this is right above the Braille keyboard, right between dots 1 and 2. This key is your S1 key. Now, the S1 key is used a lot with the phone application, so if you're not going to be using this as a phone, if you're just using this as a note taker, you're really never going to need this key. But pressing this key will open the phone application. It serves a few different purposes within the phone application, and holding this when you're done with the phone call will hang up the call. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in future demos when we look at using this as a phone. To the right of these two buttons is a long bar oriented vertically, so it's parallel to the back and S1 keys. This feels like it presses in two different spots, but it's really just one key, and this is your menu key. So this will take you into the menu of the application that you are currently in. For example, if I'm in the word processor, pressing this will get me to menus like File, Document, Edit, etc., where I can do things like open a document, save my document, move, copy, paste, cut, select text. It will allow me to do some things with formatting. So this opens the program-specific menu for options within that program. To the right of the long vertical menu bar key, we have our arrow keys, and these are set up not as a diamond like you may have seen before, for example, on the first generation Braille Plus. This is a perfect circle, and you will feel a raised kind of short line at the top of the circle, the left of the circle, the bottom of the circle, and the right of the circle, and these are your up, down, left, and right arrows, respectively. These will move you through text, through menus, just as a normal arrow key would. In the middle of this circle of arrows, there is a button, a circle button, that sits a bit above the arrows in terms of height, and this is your select key. So if you're in a menu, for example, if I am on my home screen and I want to enter my phone application, once I arrow to phone and hear phone, I press the select key to enter the phone application. So this activates the choice that you are on. To the right of the round circle containing the arrow keys, you find another long vertical bar parallel to the arrow keys, much like the menu key was shaped like. This key is your home key. Pressing this will always take you back to your home screen and leave the current application open. If you hold down this key, it opens a list of your most recently accessed applications. To the right of this home key, you'll find two more oval keys, one on top of another, just like we saw with the back and S1 keys earlier. The top key here is search, and if you press this in a web page or a document, it'll allow you to search in that document. And if you press this on the home screen, it will open the Google search field, and you can use this to search either Google to search online or to search for things like contacts, files, and applications on your device. So this searches both your device and the internet. So the search capabilities built into this device is very powerful. And below the search key, you will find another oval button, and this is your S2 key. Now, pressing this when you're in a book or a document or a web page will read wherever you are from your position where your cursor currently is to the end of the document. So this is your read all key. And if you hold this down, you enter the speech and braille preferences dialog, which some might refer to as a status menu. This is where you find things like your date and time, your battery status. This allows you to adjust the sleep timer of your device, your speech rate, and your punctuation level. This also allows you to see your serial number and your current software version. So this is kind of your area where you adjust all of your speech and braille settings, as well as get the information about the current status of your unit. Now, this is all of the keys on the front of the device, and these keys are all made of plastic. On the front edge of your device that faces you, you will find two very long bars or buttons. These are your braille panning buttons, which Braille Plus 18 calls your back and forward braille scrolling keys. So if you're just reading on the braille display and a whole line doesn't fit on the braille display, you can scroll back and forth by using these buttons. The left button scrolls back one display length, and the button on the right scrolls forward one display length. Between the left and right scroll buttons is a five-way joystick, so it can move up, down, left, right, or in. And when you move this joystick up, down, left, and right, it acts like the arrow keys on the face of the device do. And when you push it in, it acts like the select key or the enter key. So this joystick isn't really necessary. If you don't like it, you certainly don't have to use it because obviously the buttons on the front of the device do the same thing. But if you have your hands on the front of the device to adjust braille, you can use your arrow key and select key using this joystick without having to use the arrows on the front of the device. To the left and right of the braille panning keys are your stereo speakers, which are on this front of the device. On the very bottom of the front edge, almost on the bottom of the unit, on the left you will find an opening. This is a pretty small opening, and this is where you put in your SIM card if you would like to use the Braille Plus with your cellular network, and you can get a SIM card from a carrier like AT&T or T-Mobile. And keep in mind that the Braille Plus uses a full-sized or regular SIM card. It does not use the micro SIM or nano SIM that some other phones such as the iPhone use. So make sure if you're going to use a SIM card with this device that you are using a full-sized SIM card. To the right of the SIM card slot, you'll find a bigger opening, and this is your slot for an SD card. And as I said, these are full-sized SD cards, and the unit can handle up to a 32 gig SD card. So if you just slip an SD card into the slot, you will have additional storage. On the right side of the device, you will find a few things. Closest to the front of the device, you will find a very small button And this is a button that will allow you to open the Look application, which is the Braille Plus's OCR application, and snap a picture of a document that you would like OCR performed on. You can also open the Look application from the home screen, but if you just want to pull the Braille Plus out and open OCR right away, you can just unlock the device, tap this OCR button on the right side of the device, and you are good to go. Directly behind the camera or OCR button is another very small button, and this is your record button. So you can tap this to open the recorder app or press and hold it to just begin recording. Again, you can find recorder on the home screen, but this is a way to just quickly begin a recording. Continuing to the back of the device, past the camera and record buttons, we have a long bar. And as you might expect from a long bar on the side of a device, this is your volume key. Pressing the edge of the bar closest to you will turn the volume down, and pressing the edge of the bar away from you will turn the volume up. If you press the volume key while the unit is speaking, this will adjust the volume of the text-to-speech voice. If you press the button while there is no speech, it will adjust the volume of the entire unit for things like a ringtone, notification sounds, music playback, etc. So just keep in mind, if you want to adjust volume for things like that, make sure the unit is not currently speaking. This will also adjust the volume of the earpiece while you are on a call. Directly behind the volume bar is a 3.5 millimeter or 1/8 inch earphone jack where you can plug in stereo headphones or external speakers. This jack also contains a very interesting and unique capability. This also can serve as a video out jack. There is an included cable that ships with the Braille Plus 18 that allows you to connect one end to the headphone jack of your Braille Plus and connect the other end, which is a three-pronged end, the three different colors, that you can plug into a TV or some computer monitors, and this will allow you to show on a computer screen or TV screen what is going on the Braille Plus in full video, not just lines of text. It will actually show the entire screen as if you were looking at maybe an Android tablet. This is an extremely nice thing to have if you just want to show somebody else something you're working on, or especially in an educational setting, so that maybe other students you're collaborating with can see what you're working on. Behind that, close to the back of the device, is a 3.5 millimeter jack, which is reserved for future expansion, and when that happens, this will be your microphone jack. The back edge of the device does not contain anything, so we'll just skip that and go on to the left side. Closest to the back of the device on the left side, you'll find a small opening. This is your micro USB port for USB on the go. This is where you plug in a USB cable to connect to your computer, and this is also where you plug in the unit's charger. Now, one of the nice things about this device is it doesn't use its own proprietary charger. It just uses a normal cell phone micro USB charger. So if you have other USB chargers around the house that have this type of plug that you might have with your cell phone or other device, go ahead and plug it in and it should work. This is not a proprietary charger. In front of the micro USB port, you find your full-sized USB port. And this USB port is where you can plug in external peripherals such as external hard drives, thumb drives, keyboards, or a mouse. Because you can plug a mouse into here if you have this connected up to a visual display or a monitor. A sighted person can navigate the device on screen using a mouse if they aren't familiar with Braille. Closer to the front of the device, you will find a button, and this is your power and sleep button. So if you just tap this button, it will put the device to sleep by shutting off the screen, as the device says screen off, which just basically disables the Braille display and kind of puts your device into kind of a sleep mode. Or if you hold down this button, you will get options for turning your device completely off, enabling airplane mode, which shuts off all wireless connections, rebooting your device, or muting your device. The bottom of the device that sits on the table doesn't contain anything except a sticker with your serial number, four rubber feet, and the camera for OCR. When you first get your Braille Plus 18, it may or may not be charged. If it is, you can tell by holding down the power button for a few seconds. When you hold down the power button for just a couple of seconds, you will feel a vibration. And if you give the device just about 30 seconds, it will completely turn on. Now, unless you're not going to be using this device for a few days, you can just tap this power button to put it to sleep, because that way you can wake it up almost instantly whereas if you have it completely off, it takes about 30 seconds to start up. You'll know when your device starts to start up because your Braille display will clear. In its off state or sleeping state, all the pins are partially raised, but when it's powering on, the display will go completely flat. And when your device starts up for the first time, or from a complete power down, you will hear something like the following message.
Braille plus 12.10.05. Limited service. Battery 40%. Home. Blank.
Note that you will hear the Braille plus message, but your 12. etc. is your software version number, and more than likely, your version number will be quite different than mine. It will at least be a bit different, but you will still hear that same message. Limited service just says that I do not have a SIM card inserted, so therefore I don't have cell service. So you will probably hear a slightly different message when you start up your device, but again, it will be pretty similar. You hear blank, even though you're on the home screen, so to gain focus to the first item, you just down arrow.
Email, 2 of 13.
And you hear email 2 of 13, so let's up arrow.
Phone, one of
and you see that phone is the first option on this list.
Email 2 of 13.
Is email. If we down arrow again.
Messaging 3 of 13.
You hear messaging.
Nearby Explorer 4 of 13.
There's Nearby Explorer, which is your GPS application, which is a very, very powerful application written by Level Star and APH. And this allows you to do everything from virtually explore an area, enter someplace as a favorite, just get directions and look at directions to a point. It can actually give you guidance either by walking or in a vehicle to a point. You can just take this device with you while you're walking or driving around and it'll announce what you're passing. You can go geocaching with this. If you live in a supported city, you can get Google Transit info so you can actually see your nearest bus stop, get directions to it, see which buses leave at what times and where they're going so you know which bus you're about to board for public transportation. And it also supports Google Places if you're connected to a data network while traveling. So you can mark someplace as a favorite if it's not already marked, for example, a brand new restaurant, and it will get shared with other nearby Explorer GPS users automatically, which is a very, very nice feature. This GPS program does pretty much anything you'd want it to, so this is a very powerful program. If we down arrow,
browser, 5 of 13.
There's your browser.
Look, 6 of 13.
Look is your OCR application.
Word processor, 7 of 13.
There's your word processor.
Library.
Your library, which is where you find books that you have on this device.
Contacts, 9 of 13.
Contacts.
Music, 10 of 13.
Music.
Help, 11 of 13.
There's your help, which opens the user manual.
Tools folder, 12 of 13.
There's your tools folder, which contains things like your file manager and your settings application.
All applications folder, 13 of 13.
And here's all applications, which contains some applications that are important but that you might not use as much. For example, your clock, an application for downloading from Bookshare, etc. And you can change what appears on your home screen, which we'll look at in a future demo. So if you want to see all applications on your device, you can just click on this All Applications folder and see everything that's installed. Another nice thing about this device, I mentioned that the browser is based on the main Android browser, but the music player, the contacts app, the email app, and the calendar app included in this device are exactly just your mainstream Android apps that you'd find on a standard phone. So this saves time with the developers, it keeps things simple and that there's less bugs because it's stable, because these are the same applications you would find on your standard Android device. So if you're familiar with how to use those applications, you will have a pretty good start with using these applications. I talked about the speech and Braille preferences key, and I want to explore this with you because this is a pretty important area. So let's hold our S2 key. You might remember this is on the top right of the device. It's the furthest right button above the Braille keyboard, and it's below the first key. So it's right above about the .4 key. Let's hold this down, and when you let up on the button, you will hear...
Date and time, 9:16 p.m., WED, October 10th, 2012, 1 of 9.
So there's your current date and time. If we down arrow.
Status. Battery 40% limited service 62% unknown Wi-Fi disconnected. 2 of 9.
There's your cell network, your battery, and your Wi-Fi status. If we down arrow again.
Sleep timer. Never. 3 of 9.
We can press select here to go in and set a sleep timer for how long the device will play before stopping when reading a book or playing music.
Speech rate 10. 4 of 9.
Here's where you set your speech rate. If we press select here.
Speech rate alert. Okay, cancel. 10.
We're on 10, and if we'd like to decrease the speech rate, we could press the left arrow, or to increase it, we press the right arrow. I want to increase it just 1 or 2, so I'll just press right arrow.
11.
There's 11.
12.
There's 12. So it's down arrow.
Okay.
Press button. Okay. And we change the speech rate.
Speech rate 12.
Down arrow again.
Punctuation level sum.
Punctuation level sum. This works almost the same way as your speech rate. And this allows you to control how much punctuation is spoken by the device.
Key echo words. 6 of 9.
Here's your key echo. This has your standard none, characters, and words that you normally expect when typing on any sort of device with a screen reader.
Braille table, contracted U.S. English, 7 of 9.
There's your Braille table, which basically is how you input information and get information out of the device. You can choose grade 1 Braille, grade 2 Braille, or computer Braille, if we down arrow.
Software version 12.10.05, 8 of 9.
There's my software version. Right now it's 12.10.05. If we down arrow again, there's my serial number, and that is the last option. I just stopped this from speaking. So let's press the back key to get out of the status screen.
Home.
And we're back on the home screen. And before we end, I'm just going to talk briefly about a few key commands that you'll find pretty useful. First of all, if you've used any sort of other Braille note-taking product going way back to the early Braille and Speak and Braille Lite products, or any of the more modern note-takers, such as the original Braille Plus, the Braille Note, the Braille Sense, etc., you'll be familiar with the Braille chord commands. You don't have to use the keys like back, home, and the arrow keys. You can just use chorded commands or Braille dots with a spacebar. For example, 1-2-3 chord moves you to the top of a list or document. If I do that,
phone, 1 of 13.
Puts us back on the phone option, the first option. 4-5-6 chord moves you to the end of a list. Dot 1 chord moves you to the previous line or option. Dot 4 moves you to the next. Dot 2 chord or dot 2 with a spacebar is previous word. Dot 5 chord is next word. Dot 3 chord, previous character. Dot 6 chord, next character. C chord or dots 1-4 chord reads the current line or option. If I do that here,
phone.
We hear phone. 2-5 chord will allow you to hear the current word. H chord, or space plus H, does the same as the home key, which moves you to your home screen. Space plus M, or M chord, will open the program's menu. Space plus Z is the same as the back key. Space plus E, or E chord, is the same as pressing your select key. If you would like to just use the device with a Braille display, you can press S chord, which turns speech off, so if I press that,
speech off.
You hear speech off. And now if I arrow around, you don't hear any speech, but I'm seeing what's up on the Braille display. This is very nice for using this in a classroom or a meeting, or if you just want to read a book in Braille without hearing speech. To turn speech back on, you just press S chord again.
Speech on.
And you hear
nearby explorer, 4 of 13.
And the voice is a bit slower, but if we down arrow,
browser,
it's back at our normal rate. So that is how you can mute your speech. We saw in the speech and Braille preferences screen that you could change between grade 2, grade 1, and computer Braille. You can also do this at any point on the system with G chord or dots 1, 2, 4, and 5 with the spacebar. If I do this here,
computer Braille, uncontracted U.S. English,
uncontracted or grade 1,
contracted
and
US
contracted
English,
which is grade 2. So that's how you can do that if you'd like to quickly change. T chord dots 2, 3, 4, and 5 with the spacebar.
9:21 p.m. WED, October 10th, 2012.
Speaks the current date and time. To speak the unit's status, you can press ST chord or dots 3, 4 with the spacebar.
Battery 39%, limited service 52%, unknown Wi-Fi DC, Crispin's network 84%.
To control if your unit is sending signals for video output to a connected monitor or TV, you can press V chord, that's dots 1, 2, 3, 6 with the spacebar, and that will either start or stop sending signals to a monitor for visual output. To open your notifications screen, which shows you things like new emails, missed calls, software updates that are available, downloads, anything that you need to know about or anything that's new will show up in your notification screen. You can access this with space plus N or N chord. 4-6 chord will act as enter if you're typing a document. This will create a new line. Backspace, you can do with B chord. That's dots 1-2 with a space bar. And finally, to open the help file, you can use space with dots 1-3-4-5-6 or Y chord. So those are just some of your most common keyboard commands that you can use with Braille Plus 18. There's a lot more, which you can find in the menus, but that is just some of them that you can use to kind of get started. And now, before we end, there is just one more thing that I would like to touch on, and this is the support for third-party apps. As I've said already a couple of times throughout this recording, the Braille Plus 18 does support third-party apps written for Android. However, the device is not, at this point, able to be connected to the Google Play Store for getting apps from Google's market. This is due to the fact that the device does not contain a touchscreen. This may change in the future. However, in the meantime, if you would like to get apps on your device, you can either get the Amazon App Store, which has many of the same apps that you'd find on the Google Play Store, and you can find out about this on the Amazon website at amazon.com. Or there's also another very accessible market or app store called the SlideMe Market, which you can find out about also. And you can find links to both the SlideMe and the Amazon app stores by checking out the Braille Plus 18's manual at tech.aph.org. If you have a .apk file for the app that you would like to install, you can put this on your Braille Plus and just install from that file as well. So even though there is not support directly for Google's market, you can still get access to many apps on this device. Now, I realize that this was a lot of information crammed into not much time, but I wanted to give you a pretty good introduction to this new device. If you would like to find out more information about Braille Plus 18, you can visit tech.aph.org and find the Braille Plus 18 link. There, you will find the user's manual with all the detailed operating instructions, as well as information for subscribing to a mailing list with other Braille Plus 18 users, technical support staff, and the developers. So if you would like to learn more, subscribing to this mailing list would be a great way to do this. To learn about pricing and availability, you can visit shop.aph.org. I will be back with future demonstrations about more tasks on the Braille Plus 18. This demo today was just designed to get you up and running with Braille Plus 18, let you hear its speech, and learn how to navigate the home screen and basic menus. It was not designed to give you a comprehensive tutorial, so I will be back with future demos on Braille Plus 18. So I thank you for listening to this introduction to the Braille Plus 18 Android-powered note-taker, and I invite you to listen back in the future to future demos of this new product. This is Chase Crispin, and thank you for listening to this demonstration.